Have you ever heard other people praying and you thought to yourself, wow, I can't pray like that? That prayer was so eloquent. It made so much sense. I wonder if God even wants to listen to my crummy prayers. Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's easy to imagine that we need to do things that impress God. I mean, we understandably want to put our best foot forward, as it were, when we approach Him. That's only natural. So obviously we want to pray eloquent prayers. We want to make sure that we pray for long enough, that sort of thing. But I wonder whether that stuff actually impresses God at all. Or are we more interested in impressing other people with our holier-than-thou prayer life? Well, you know, I get up at 5 a.m. to pray, and I pray for an hour or more. I do this, I do that. Do you get the point? Jesus ran into a lot of people like that. Religious leaders who made a habit of getting dressed up in their finery and praying long-winded, highfalutin prayers. Everybody would listen to them and think, ooh, there's a supernatural man. No wonder he's a religious leader. But Jesus said this, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Whenever you pray, don't be like those hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they might be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. In other words, stop trying to impress God and just get real with Him in your prayer life. That's what He's looking for. Nothing more, nothing less. That's God's word fresh for you today. Yep, God just wants us to be real. And what I love about His word, the way He communicates with us, is that it's real too, just real, powerful, relevant. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each and every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.